Yes, in Belfast, Mary Peter strike for our young athletes today and indeed yesterday, Kieran. So, but before I even go to that, I'm going to give you some rundown of other stuff that was happening over the weekend. Just last night in Washington, Ailish Flanagan, a 4:32 mile, which is a really, really, really big return to competition for her. She's an Olympic athlete. She competed in the Paris Olympics, of course, in the steeplechase, and had a serious long period of injury, but now back 4:32, and that's a big, big fast time for her. So she's very, very encouraged by that. Her sister Roisin was in St. Louis over the weekend, at St. Louis in the States as well, and she ran a Donegal record in the 1500 metres at 4:39. So the two girls picking it up really, really strongly after a period of, in both cases indeed, a period of injury. But Roisin had come back earlier and had been running sharper earlier. But Ailish, I'm really glad to see her back, because I was a wee bit scared. You know, her real last race was in Derry at the National Cross Country, so that's a long period of injury. But back in action late last night. And indeed, Roisin left St. Louis then and headed to Boston, and she runs about midnight tonight in Boston in a 1500 metres, another international race for her. In the Irish Miners Club yesterday took another couple of interesting races. Kieran McConnell, who I mentioned about his ability, about his talent over 800 metres. Well, he ran a 1:52.800 metres in that. That's very, very good running. And Tara Rose, a club mate at Finn Valley, Tara Rose Smith, ran 2:08 for 800 metres, which is the third time that she has ran under the qualification standard for the European Under-18 Championships. Now, obviously, only two athletes will be selected for that, and about four or five athletes have indeed made the standard. But this is the third time that she has made the standard, so we'll have to wait on the outcome of the selection there. But she's certainly running well, and a 2:08 for her at her age, at 16 years of age, is very, very impressive running. So well done to the two Finn Valley athletes there who made the journey to that. Now, the Belfast, as you opened up with, yes, Belfast, it was busy over the last 2 days, and I'm going to concentrate on gold medal performances, Ulster champion performances, qualifications that will get them into the nationals. But obviously there were many, many other silver and bronze, so people will have to excuse me if I don't go with a whole heap of names, which is an encouraging sign for the sport in the county, particularly after last weekend at Finn Valley, where we had the younger age groups. This weekend it was 14-20, and Riona Doherty opened the as the man says, the scoring for her area. Early on, she won the long jump under 20, and Amy Timoney, she won the 100 and the 100 hurdles under 20 as well. Well done to both of them. They're all at Finn Valley. And Dean Leeper, back in competition with a 44 plus in the javelin. John O'Connor Donoghue, well, he did a very interesting double. He won the 3,000 metres race, then he did the 5K walk, and he came home with two Ulster titles there. So that's very very interesting. I mean, he's a new young fellow at the club, and it's always interesting to see somebody new come and do and then, you know, develop on well. And Grady Luhata on the long jump as well, he was another winner. But some excellent performance as well, I have to say, from the Rosses. Evan Ward, well, he had an unbelievable day for the Rosses, 8:15 in high jump. It's an interesting treble, but a talented young athlete. Keenan Green, winning the Ulster Schools a couple of weeks ago in the shot. Well, he won the shot today. Ellie Duffy, a javelin. He's a good standard national thrower as well, 45 plus in the javelin. Kiefer McGonigal in the high jump. Ilya Gallagher in the high jump. So great work being done down in the Rosses. So well done to Michael Logan and all his crew down there. There's five and Ulster champions out of the Rosses in that particular instance. Then from the Lifford-Strabane area, well, we had Melissa Ward in the hammer, and we had Mighty Sandy Spencer Cole, Kyler Russell, Cabrina Prine, Ryan Boyle and Magella Boyle, all in Ulster winning positions. And in the javelin, from Letterkenny, Eva Gibson, a winner there. And Maeve McGeehan continuing to throw well from out of Glenswally direction, and she competed with the Olympian Youth Club. She was 29 metres plus in the javelin, and she also won the discus. She's very good at the discus as well. And from Tyrconnell, we had Jacob McHugh and Matthew Lewis in the long jump. And from Cranford, George Amadi in the shot. And a return to competition as well, injured injury is always going to be an issue in athletics, and indeed Yasmin Doherty has had her share of injuries lately, the Finn Valley girl. But she was back in action, back in winning ways today. She was second in the 350-metre hurdles, an event that I believe she will develop as an outstanding athlete in, but she also won the 200 metres. She was the fastest out of the heats over the 200 metres. So nice to see a young athlete that's back in action and doing well, because you're always scared when they get injured and so on that they may not return, or indeed the injury may not clear up. So well done to them. This week, we look forward once again to Mark English back in action. This week, he's in the big one, the Diamond League again, and that's in Oslo on Wednesday night. Of course, he was in Rome. Of course, he had a brilliant run, 1:43.80, which is second fastest all time for him. He's running extremely well. He's running extremely confidently, and we'll just have to see how it all goes when he hits the button. And it's a serious, a serious lineup once again. The young American Cooper, as a kind of a foreign name, like Link, he's an American, but he's a fast boy. He's back in action. He's in that. He's in Stockholm today, that young fella. So we'll see how that's going to go. And then it's all the road down then to over the road to Oslo, basically. So we'll see what happens on Wednesday night for Mark English. But Mark going extremely well at the moment. And those good performances from the States, from the Flanagan girls, that's very encouraging. And all those young list of young athletes from around the county that continue to do well, and we just keep going, and we'll look forward to next week again. But another interesting week, Kieran, and Mark English was leading the story on this occasion.